now for the latest developments in the case of Asha King. He's the young 5-year-old boy with a brain tumour who was removed from his hospital without doctor's consent in Southampton General Hospital on Friday, and then he showed up in Malaga where police intercepted the family vehicle and arrested his parents, Brett and Nagma. And for the latest, I'm joined from Malaga by from the Costa del Sol journalist Diarmaid McDermott, who will be familiar to many of our listeners as a previous or a former court reporter now settled in Costa del Sol. Good morning to you, Diarmaid.
Good morning, Sean. Can I just correct you? I'm not actually settled in the Costa del Sol. I still spend most of my year in Dublin, but I'm on vacation at the moment.
My apologies, and thank you for that clarification, Diarmaid. But in any event, you've been following this story, so what is the latest?
Well, Sean, I've known the Kings for many years. They bought an apartment in the development where I owned a small apartment just over 10 years ago. And the family, they're quite a large family. There's the parents, Brett and Nagma, and 7 children, 6 boys and a Gerd. The youngest is a Gerd, aged 2. And the whole story arose because the parents removed 5-year-old Asha, who was being treated for a brain tumour, from Southampton General Hospital. And After Hampshire police issued a European arrest warrant, the Spanish police moved to arrest the parents on Saturday night. And the parents are now, even as we speak, the parents are now appearing at a court in Madrid, where a Spanish judge will hear evidence from British police as to the validity of the warrant. And the Spanish judge will decide whether the parents should be returned to Britain, where they face possible charges of child neglect and child cruelty. Meanwhile, Asha is still being treated in the Children's Hospital in Malaga. And the family, the remaining members of the family, are still at the hospital in Vélez, Malaga, which is near Malaga City, where they were apprehended by the police on Saturday night.
As you say, Jim, you've known them for some time. What kind of a family are they?
Well, as has been made public, Sean, they're a Jehovah's Witness family, and they made that quite clear very early on from when they moved into the urbanisation at Casares del Mar. They used to put placards over their terrace with quotations from the Bible. They never made any secret of their Jehovah's Witnesses beliefs, but they didn't attempt to proselytise other members of the community. But they were something of a standoffish family. They never made close friends. They were very much into themselves. The family grew all the time. And contrary to what some of the British media have been reporting, they actually lived on the Costa del Sol for a long period of time. It wasn't a holiday home. It was their permanent residence. And as I say, they had many run-ins with other members of the community because they were such a large family. The boys were very hard to control. And you can imagine a whole bunch of six teenage boys running around in the sunshine on a Spanish beach can be very noisy. And sometimes the Kings did have run-ins with several of their neighbours.
Yeah,
it would include Irish people, British people, Spanish and Dutch.
Jim, the initial scare and fear was that young Asha had a medical device attached to him, and it was a medicinal device, as I say, and that his batteries might run low and that he would be in serious danger. Now, that's been questioned, I think, since. But what do we know about the care he's being given there in Malaga?
Well, from what I understand, he was taken initially to an intensive care unit at a children's hospital in Malaga. But I understand he's now been moved to the general ward of the Children's Hospital. And I think that the plans are that 5-year-old Asha will be returned to Southampton General Hospital, where he was being treated for the brain tumour. And the scare, it was Southampton police were very concerned at the fact that Brett King, the child's father, told nurses he was going for a coffee, and the next thing the child was on a ferry to Cherbourg and ultimately to southern Spain. So the police were at that stage issued a general alert, and Interpol stepped in with a red alert warning for a missing person. And at that stage, the Spanish police also became aware that the Kings owned property in the Costa del Sol, and it was following a tip-off from members of the public that they were able to apprehend the King's vehicle.
Now, they believe that there's a different kind of treatment that will suit Asha and be, I suppose, in line with their own religious beliefs. That's some sort of proton beam treatment in the Czech Republic. Is much known about that and their interest in having that for their son?
Well, according to Brett King's own accounts, he was actually in Spain to sell property, he said, to fund this proton beam treatment. Now, anyone who's remotely familiar with the Spanish property market knows that you don't sell property overnight in Spain. It's a very lengthy process, and certainly he wouldn't have realized any large amounts of cash very quickly to pay for the treatment. I mean, there are different accounts. I'm not a doctor, so I can't comment on whether the proton beam treatment is suitable for brain tumor, but certainly Brett King seemed to think that it was the best treatment for his son, and he's blamed the National Health Service in Britain for not providing this treatment for his son.
Dermot, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Dermot McDermott there, correspondent joining us from the Costa del Sol.